directo 91-133-5832.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. This is Fitz. Welcome to Vaughan Radio. And I'm here with Jessica, Maria, Pablo and Seve. A very good morning to you all. And we're going to start with a little bit of work on used to be used to, and to get used to. Yo antes conocía a mucha gente importante. Maria.
I used to know a lot of important people.
Very good. Yo antes tenía más tiempo libre, Seve.
I used to have more free time.
Very good. Say it for me again.
I used to know more free time.
Yo antes tenía más tiempo libre.
I used to have more free time.
Very good. Antes venían por aquí más a menudo, Jessica.
They used to come here more often.
Very good. Antes había más días festivos, Pablo.
There used to be more festivity days late.
Yeah. No. Try again.
There used to be more festivities.
You could simply say holidays. There used to be more holidays.
Okay.
Yeah. Repeat.
There used to be more holidays.
Very good. Él antes era cura. Se ve.
He used to be a preacher.
Well, Pablo?
A priest.
Repeat, Seve.
He used to be a priest.
Good. Yo antes era oficial del ejército. Maria.
I used to be an army official.
Almost. Try again, Maria, yeah?
I used to be an army officer.
Very good. Yo antes era feliz. Jessica.
I used to be happy.
Very good. Antes era fácil encontrar trabajo, Pablo.
It used to be easy to find a job.
Yeah, and a stronger J in job.
It used to be easy to find a job.
Job. Job.
Job.
And again?
It used to be easy to find a job.
Good. Antes nevaba mucho aquí en invierno, Seve.
It used to snow a lot here. In winter.
Good. Or also in the winter. You can say both. Repeat.
In the winter. Okay.
Again.
It used to snow a lot here in the winter.
Very good. Antes llovía más también, María.
It used to rain a lot as well, or too.
Antes llovía más también.
It used to rain more too.
Good. Estoy acostumbrado a ir al trabajo en coche, Jessica.
I'm used to getting to work by car or driving.
Yeah, there's an easier way to say it. What's the easiest way to say it?
Driving.
Yeah, so the whole sentence.
Okay. I used to...
Careful.
Okay. I'm used to getting...
Use it without the verb to get.
Okay. I'm used to driving to work.
Good, again.
I'm used to driving to work.
Good. ¿Están acostumbrados a salirse con la suya, Pablo?
They're used to get their way.
Now use it in the continuous sense.
They're used to getting their way.
Very good. No estaban acostumbrados a mi acento, ¿sabe?
They wasn't...
Careful.
Weren't. They weren't used to my accent.
Good. Tardaron meses en acostumbrarse a ello, María.
It took them months to getting used to it.
Now try again.
Get used to it.
Yes.
It took them months to get used to it.
Very good. Ya te acostumbrarás, Pablo.
You'll get used to it.
Very good. Yo antes comía en buenos restaurantes, Jessica.
I used to eat in good restaurants.
Very good. No estoy acostumbrado a restaurantes baratos. Se ve.
I'm not used to cheap restaurants.
Very good. Pues más vale que te acostumbres a ello, María.
Well, you'd better get used to it.
Very good. Ahora que estoy en prisión, tengo que acostumbrarme a muchas cosas nuevas. Pablo.
Now that I'm in prison, I have to get used to many new things.
Very good. No estoy acostumbrado a mi cama nueva. Jessica.
I'm not used to my new bed.
Very good. Antes dormía en una cama tamaño rey. Sebe.
I used to sleep in a king-size bed.
Very good. Ahora tendré que acostumbrarme a esta, María.
Now I have to get used to this one.
Very good. Again.
Now I'll have to get used to this one.
Very good. No estoy acostumbrado a la comida de la prisión, Jessica.
I'm not used to the prison food.
Good. And take away the article.
Okay, I'm not used to prison food.
Good. Antes comía como un rey. Se ve.
I used to eat like a king.
Good. Tendré que acostumbrarme a una nueva dieta, Pablo.
I'll have to get used to a new diet.
Very good. Okay, now we'll do a bit more work with used to in the form of drills. So here we're going to practice with to be used to and to get used to. And I will say, for example, Nigel is accustomed to living well. And you will say Nigel is used to living well. So, Nigel is accustomed to living well. Sebe.
Nigel is used to living well.
Ronnie is accustomed to asking his father for money. Pablo.
Ronnie is used to asking his father for money.
Good. It took me a long time to get accustomed to Spanish food. Maria.
It took me a long time to get used to Spanish food.
Don't worry, you'll get accustomed to it, Jessica.
Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
Good. Say it for me again with a stronger T and don't.
Okay. Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
I can't get accustomed to married life, Pablo.
I can't get used to married life.
Very good. John is getting accustomed to working in Louisiana, Maria.
John is getting used to working in Louisiana.
You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent, Sebe.
You understand me better when you get used to my accent.
Almost. I want you to say once instead of when.
Once. Okay. You will understand me better once you get used to my accent.
Very good. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job, Jessica.
He's not used to traveling.
Careful. Philip never gets accustomed.
He never gets...
Third person. Careful. Gets. Okay. Gets. Maria.
Philip never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. And repeat, Jessica.
He never gets used to...
Third person. Gets. Gets. Not get. Gets.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. And again?
He never gets used to travel in his traveling in his job.
One more time.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. Nancy is accustomed to dealing with a lot of different people. Pablo.
Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of different people.
My sister is accustomed to decorating restaurants. Maria.
My sister is used to decorating restaurants.
As soon as you get accustomed to the food, you'll enjoy Spain. Sebe.
As soon as you get used to the food, you'll enjoy Spain.
Good. How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent, Jessica?
How long did it take you to getting used to...
You're saying getting. Maria.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good. Repeat.
How long did it take you to get used to Madrid accent?
The
Madrid accent.
And again?
How long did it take you to get in used to...
No, not getting. Get.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
And again?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Accent. Good. Again, repeat.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Again, no hesitation. The Madrid accent.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good. Now, careful how you say the. Now, repeat the sentence, Pablo.
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Maria?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Sorry?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
And again, sorry?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good. And Jessica?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good. If you're not accustomed to the music, it sounds strange, Maria.
If you're not used to the music, it sounds strange.
It took me a month to get accustomed to it, Pablo.
It took me a month to get used to it.
I'm accustomed to working in a large organization, Jessica.
I'm used to working in a large organization.
I'm accustomed to the people here, Sebe.
I'm used to the people here.
I'm accustomed to the food, Jessica.
I'm used to the food.
Good. And again?
I'm used to the food.
I'm
used to the food.
I'm accustomed to the management style, Pablo.
I'm used to the management style.
I'm accustomed to the office atmosphere, Maria.
I'm used to the office atmosphere.
Say it for me again.
I'm used to the office atmosphere.
No, atmosphere. Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, and again?
I'm used to the office atmosphere.
Good. I've even gotten accustomed to my boss, Sebe.
I've even got used to my boss.
Again?
I've even got used to my boss.
Good. Or also gotten, you can use. It took me a few years to get accustomed to everything, Pablo.
It took me a few years to get used to everything.
But I'm accustomed to the working culture here, Jessica.
I'm
used to the working culture here.
Good. And Jessica?
I'm used to the working culture here.
Good. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job, Jessica.
He's not used to traveling
in
his job.
No, listen carefully. Philip never gets used to traveling in his job.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. And again?
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Yeah. Traveling in his job. Separate traveling and in. Traveling in.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent, Jessica?
How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent?
Good. And now, Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Traveling in.
He never gets used to traveling in his job.
Good. Now, a question mix from English or Clock. Ask me how many pairs of glasses I have, Maria.
How many pairs of glasses do you have?
I have two pairs of sunglasses. Ask me what kind of glasses I have, Pablo.
What kind of glasses do you have?
What does he want to know, Sebe?
He wants to know what kind of glasses you have.
Very good, I have sunglasses. Do you like worms, Jessica?
No, I don't like worms.
How do you say worms in Spanish?
Gusanos.
Very good. What's your favorite animal, Maria?
My favorite animal is the dog.
Good. And say it again for me.
My favorite animal is the dog.
Very good. Are there any owls in this room, Pablo?
No, there aren't any owls in this room.
How do you say owl in Spanish?
Búho.
Very good. Who's Kenyan? You or me, Sebe?
Neither of us is Kenyan.
And again?
Neither of us is Kenyan.
Who's in this room? You or me, Jessica? Let's imagine we're all in the same room.
Okay, both of us are in the same room.
Very good. Who was on holiday last week? You or me, Pablo?
Neither of us was on holiday last week.
Neither
of us was on holiday last week.
Very good. Is there a hospital near your house, Maria? Short answer.
Yes, there is.
Very good. Ask me if there are a lot of pigeons in Venice, Sebe.
There are
So there are a lot of pigeons in Venice?
Yes, yes, there are. How often do you watch TV, Jessica?
I watch TV every day.
Very good. How many sandwiches are there in a vending machine, Pablo? And I want you to use a lot in the answer.
There are a lot of sandwiches in a vending machine.
Very good. Ask me if there's any coffee in my cup, Maria.
Is there any coffee in your cup?
No, there's not. Ask me if I like Italian food, Jessica.
Do you like Italian food?
What does she want to know, Pablo?
She wants to know if you like Italian food.
Very good. Ask me if I have pink glasses, Seve.
You have pink glasses?
What does he want to know, Maria?
He wants to know if you have pink glasses.
No, I don't. Where's Toronto, Jessica?
Toronto is in Canada.
What nationality are people from Egypt, Maria?
The people or people from Egypt are Egyptian.
Very good. Ask me what my favorite Italian city is, Pablo.
What's your favorite Italian city?
What does he want to know, Sebi?
He wants to know what your favorite Italian city is.
Very good. My favorite Italian city is Rome. Ask me if I've ever been there, Jessica.
Have you ever been there?
What does she want to know, Maria?
She wants to know if you've ever been there.
No, I've never been there. It's on my list. Where in South America is Colombia, Pablo?
Colombia is in the northwest of South America.
Very good. Is the Ganges a city or a river, Maria?
It's a river.
Very good. Is Joe Biden married, Jessica?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And what's his wife's name, Jessica?
I don't know.
Ask me, Sylvie.
Jill.
What's...
Marie gave it away.
What's Biden's wife's name?
Well, wife's name.
What's Biden's wife's name?
Very good. What's the answer, Maria?
You told us last week. It's Jill.
That's right. Very good. You have a good memory. Ask me what nationality the president of France is, Pablo.
What nationality is the president of France?
What does he want to know, Sebi?
He wants to know what nationality the president of France is.
Very good. He's French. Ask me if he's from the north or the south of France, Jessica.
Is he from the north or the south of France?
He's from the north of France. Now, is geography an easy or a difficult subject for you, Maria?
It's a difficult subject for me.
Very good. Now, Pablo, complete the sentence. Ship, Venice, Rome, with going to and from.
This ship is going from Venice to Rome.
Very good. If a car belongs to Jimmy, whose car is it, Jessica?
It's Jimmy's car.
Very good. What comes after January and before March, Maria?
February comes after January and before March.
Maria, ask Seve if he has any magnets on his fridge.
Seve, do you have any magnets on your fridge?
Yes, I have some magnets on my fridge.
Okay. Pablo, ask him what kind of magnets he has.
What kind of magnets do you have?
The typical small one from the journeys.
Okay. Ask him if he has any Bulgarian magnets, Jessica.
Do you have any Bulgarian magnet?
Yes, I have a couple of them, I think.
All right. Very good. Is there a vet clinic near your house, Jessica?
Yes, there is a vet near my house.
No, a vet clinic. A vet.
Ah, sorry. Okay. Yes, there's a vet clinic near my house.
Very good. Maria, ask her when she last took her dog to the vet.
When did you last take your dog to the vet?
The last time I took my dog to the vet was last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. Okay. And so we ask her why she took her dog to the vet.
Why did you take your dog to the vet?
And now, repeat, Sebi, it broke up there for a second. I think he's frozen.
He's okay. Broken.
Yeah, he's broken. So, Pablo, ask her why she took her dog to the vet.
Why did you take your dog to the vet, Jessica?
I took her to the for a general revision annual and
You would say a checkup.
A checkup and a year checkup and
an annual checkup. An annual checkup.
Annual checkup and to make her a test for Leishmania disease.
Oh, I don't know how to say that in English. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I don't know the
okay.
Name.
Tell me to take off my watch, Seve.
Pete, take off your watch.
What does he want me to do, Maria?
He wants you to take off your watch.
Very good. I don't have a diamond bracelet. And you, Pablo?
I don't have a diamond bracelet either.
Very good. Now, even though it's spelled diamond, it's diamond. Diamond. Very good. So repeat the answer.
I don't have a diamond bracelet either.
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of vocabulary. This is vocabulary booklet 5, list 1. Un gran avance científico, María.
A breakthrough.
Ansioso, Jessica.
Anxious.
Good. Biología, Seve.
Biology.
Queja, Pablo.
Complaint.
Curriculum vitae, María, in the short form in English.
CV.
And in American English?
Resume.
Very good. Enano, Jessica.
Dwarf.
Very good. El destino, Pablo.
Destiny.
And another way of saying it?
Fate.
Very good. Cosecha o recolección, Seve.
Harvest to crop.
Yes, very good. Harvest, yeah. A cámara lenta, María.
In slow motion.
Dotes de mando, Pablo.
Command gifts.
Jessica.
Leadership.
Very good. Repeat, Pablo.
Leadership.
La naturaleza, Jessica.
The nature.
Without the article.
Okay. Nature.
Very good. Grupo de presión, Seve.
Pressure group.
Very good. La jubilación, María.
Retirement.
Dominio de sí mismo, Pablo.
Self-control.
Good. And there's another way of saying it. Self.
Restraint.
Good. Resbaladizo, Jessica.
Slippery.
Yeah. Now, a shorter vowel sound, slippery. Slippery.
Slippery.
Very good. Fuerza, Pablo.
Strength.
El Padre Nuestro, María.
Our Father or Lord's Prayer.
Very good. And in this case, you do use the article. So the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. Nombrar, Seve.
A point.
Good. Resultar útil, Jessica.
To become handy?
Close. Pablo?
To turn in handy?
María?
To come in handy.
Good. Repeat, Jessica.
To come in handy.
Very good. Apañarse o salir del paso, Pablo?
To manage.
Good. Now use the phrasal verb.
To get by.
Very good. Stronger be in the by.
To get by.
Very good. Rematar, María.
To nail down.
Well done, very good, very good. Tropezar con o encontrarse con, Seve, using a phrasal verb.
Run into.
Very good, well done. Tartamudear, Jessica.
To stumble.
Close.
To tamar.
Say it again.
To mumble.
No, Pablo.
To stammer.
To stammer or to stutter. Yeah, to stammer or to stutter. Someterse a, María.
To go under.
Reverse.
To undergo.
Very good, well done, very good. Inolvidable, Seve.
Unforgivable.
Inolvidable.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable. The name of a very famous album by U2, The Unforgettable Fire. Now we have a couple of minutes before we take a break, so we will do some numbers. All right, in the usual way, I will say 8808 and you'll say 8808. 8808, Maria.
8808.
Very good. 8081, Seve.
8081.
Very good. 1812, Jessica.
1812.
4555, Pablo.
4,555.
Very good. 5554, Maria.
5,554.
5545, Seve.
5,545.
Very good. 3611, Pablo.
3,611.
Very good. 6119, Jessica.
6,119.
8781, Maria.
8,781.
Very good. 7816, Seve.
7,816.
Good. 1141, Pablo.
1,141.
1410, Jessica.
1,460.
Maria.
1,410.
Good. Jessica.
1,410.
3306, Pablo.
3,306.
3064, Sebe.
3,064.
Very good. 2577, Maria.
2,577.
5776, Jessica.
5,776.
7,764. Sebe.
9,698.
6,989.
Very good. Say it for me again.
6,989.
Very good. You guys are on fire. We'll take a short break. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Casi un año de pandemia, de malas noticias y de inseguridad. Casi un año sin poder disfrutar de los nuestros. Casi un año esperando una vacuna. Y mientras tanto, en Laboratorios LifeLength seguimos dándote el resultado de tu prueba PCR en el mismo día, como llevamos haciendo casi un año. Reserva ya tu cita online en citacovid.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to No Excuses. This is Fitz, and in case you're just joining us, I'm here with Jessica, Maria, Pablo, and Sebe, and you're very welcome to the program. You're very welcome back to the program if you're joining us after the break, and we're going to do a bit of work now from Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo, and this is an exercise on object pronouns. Now, you guys have done this before, but I think it's been a while. So, I will say, for example, Sally is lending Ethan the money. And you'll say she's lending it to him. So you must change everything to a pronoun. And then I'll say, and what's he doing? He's borrowing it from her. So Sally is lending Ethan the money. Pablo.
She is lending it to him.
Good. And what's he doing? Maria.
He's borrowing it from her.
Good. Andrew and Sally are selling Melissa the car. Jessica.
They are selling it for her?
To her.
To her.
Okay. Yeah, again.
They are selling it to her.
Good. And what's she doing, Sebe?
She's buying it from them.
Very good. Ethan is giving Pablo the books. Pablo.
He's giving me the books.
Very good. And what's Pablo doing, Maria?
He is receiving them from her.
From him. From him.
Receiving them from him.
Good. And use a more informal verb than receiving.
He's getting them from him.
Very good. Melissa is sending the package to Fitz. Seve.
She's sending it to you.
Very good. And what am I doing, Jessica?
You are getting it from her.
Very good. The men are talking to the boss, who's a woman, Pablo.
They are talking to her.
Very good. And what's she doing, Maria?
She's listening to them.
Very good. Sam is offering Andrew the job, Jessica.
He's offering the job to him.
And use a pronoun instead of job.
He's offering it to him.
Very good. And what's he doing, Sebe?
He's accepting it from him.
Very good. Ethan and Chloe are moving the sofa for Sally, Maria.
They are moving it for her.
Very good. And make that a negative statement, Pablo.
They aren't moving it for her.
Very good. And make that a question, Jessica.
Are they moving it for her?
And make it a negative question, Sebe.
Aren't they moving it for her?
Very good. The bellboy, how do you say bellboy, Maria?
Botones.
The bellboy is taking the luggage to Chloe, Pablo.
He's taking it for her.
No, to her.
He's keeping it for
Taking.
He's taking it for her.
To her.
He's taking it to her.
Very good. Make that a negative statement, Jessica.
He's not taking it to her.
Very good. I make it a question, Maria.
Is he taking it to her?
I make it a negative question, Sebe.
Isn't he taking it to her?
Very good. The children are carrying the bags from here to there, Maria.
They're carrying them from here to there.
Very good. Make that a negative question, Jessica.
Aren't they carrying them from here to there?
I make it a positive question, Sebe.
Are they carrying them from here to there?
Very good. Make it a negative statement, Pablo.
They aren't carrying it from here to there.
No, them, plural.
They're carrying it from here to
there. No, them, so the bags, plural, them, not it.
They're carrying them from here to there.
Very good. Andrew and Sally are building the apartments next to the river. Maria?
They are building them next to it.
Very good. And negative statement. Pablo?
They aren't building it next to it.
And again?
They aren't building them next to it.
And a question, Jessica?
Are they building them next to it?
And a negative question, Sebi?
Aren't they building them next to it?
Very good. Sally and Andrew are getting into the car, Maria.
They are getting into it.
And a question, Pablo?
Are they getting into it?
And a negative statement, Jessica?
They aren't getting into it. No, they aren't.
Yes.
They aren't getting in it.
Into it. And again?
They aren't getting into it.
And a negative question, Sebi?
Aren't they getting into it?
Good. The secretary, who's a woman, is calling Andrew for Sally and Ethan, Maria.
She's calling him for them.
And again?
She's calling him for them.
Very good. And a question, Sebi?
Is she calling him for them?
Very good. And a negative question, Jessica?
Isn't she calling him for them?
Good. And again?
Is she calling him?
No, negative question.
Isn't she calling them for her?
Maria.
Isn't she calling them for him?
Him for them.
Isn't she calling him for them?
Good. And again?
Isn't she calling him for them?
One more time.
Isn't she calling him for them?
Good. Ethan is making dinner for Sally, Pablo.
He's making dinner for her.
And use a pronoun instead of dinner.
He's making it for her.
Good. And again?
He's making it for her.
A negative question, Sebi.
Isn't he making it for her?
Very good. Negative statement, Maria.
He isn't making it for her.
And again?
He isn't making it for her.
And a positive question, Jessica.
Sorry?
A positive question.
Is she making it for him?
Maria.
Is he making it for her?
Jessica.
Is he making it for her?
Good. Andrew is looking through the window, Sebi.
He's looking through it.
And a question, Maria.
Is he looking through it?
And a negative question, Jessica.
Isn't he looking through it?
And a negative statement, Pablo.
He isn't looking through it.
Very good. The boss, who's a man, is speaking to the customers for Sally, Jessica.
He is talking to them for
Sally. No, use the verb to speak.
He is speaking to them for her.
Very good. Again?
He is speaking to them for her.
Very good. Negative statement, Pablo.
He isn't speaking to them for her.
Very good. And again?
He isn't speaking to them for her.
Yeah. Now soften the he. He.
He isn't speaking to them for her.
Very good. Ethan and Sally are doing the shopping for Andrew, Maria.
They're doing it for him.
Very good. And again?
They're doing it for him.
Very good. And a question, Sebi.
Are they doing it for him?
Very good. One more time.
Are they doing it for him?
Very good. Let's do a little bit of practice of the present conditional. So I'll ask you questions first, and then we'll do a logical conclusions routine. So, would you have come to this class if your English had been perfect, Maria?
Yes, I'd have come to this class if my English were perfect.
Had been perfect.
Imperfect. I would have come to this class if my English had been perfect.
Good answer, Maria. Would Spain have joined the European Union if it had been located in the Far East, Pablo?
No, if Spain would have been located in the Far East, Spain wouldn't have joined the European Union.
Very good. Now, you could simplify it by using pronouns. You could say, if Spain had been in the Far East, had been located in the Far East, it wouldn't have joined the European Union. Again?
If Spain had been located in the Far East, it wouldn't have joined the European Union.
If you had won the Christmas lottery last year, would you have given me half of your winnings, Jessica?
No. If I had won the lottery last Christmas, I wouldn't have give you...
No, I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have give you
given,
half of it.
Given you?
Given it... to you.
Now try Maria.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
And again, Jessica.
If I had win the
lottery. If I'd won.
If I won.
Careful. Past conditional. If I'd won.
If I'd won the lottery last Christmas.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year.
If I won the Christmas lottery last year.
If I'd won.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given to you half of my win.
Try it again, Maria.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
If I'd win.
No, Maria.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
If I had won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given half to you.
No, not two.
I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
And repeat, Pablo.
If I had won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
And repeat, Seve.
If I had won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
And repeat, Maria.
If I'd won the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
And repeat, Jessica.
If I'd won... The Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
Very good, very good. If you'd grown up in Japan, would you have become fluent in Japanese, Seve?
If I had born in Japan,
Pablo.
If I had been born in Japan,
Maria.
If I'd grown up in Japan, I would have become fluent in Japanese.
Sorry?
If I had grown in Japan, I...
Stop. If I'd...
Grown up.
Yes.
If I had grown up in Japan, I wouldn't become fluent in Japanese. So I would have become fluent in Japanese.
And again?
If I had grown up in Japan, I would have become fluent in Japanese.
Good. If Germany had won the Second World War, would you have taken German classes when you were younger, Maria?
Yes, if Germany had won the Second World War, I would have taken Germany classes when I was younger.
You would have taken what?
German classes.
Yeah. Now try again.
If Germany had won the Second World War, I would have taken German classes when I was younger.
Very good. If Columbus hadn't discovered America, would someone else have discovered it, Pablo?
Yes, if Columbus hadn't discovered America, someone else would have discovered it.
Very good. If you'd won the Christmas lottery last year, would you have given me half of your winnings, Jessica?
No, if I had won the lottery last Christmas, I wouldn't...
Which lottery?
Christmas lottery.
Yeah, so start again.
If I'd won... the Christmas lottery last year, I wouldn't have given you half of my winnings.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's do some logical conclusions with the past conditional. I came to Spain because I wanted to learn Spanish. Pablo.
If I had...
Speak to me. If you...
If you hadn't wanted to speak Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
To learn.
If you wouldn't have wanted...
No. Start again.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Good. One more time.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Very good. I came to Spain because I didn't have a good job in my country, Maria.
If you had a good job in your country, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
I came to Spain because my parents weren't ill, Jessica.
If your parents had been ill, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
I came to Spain because I didn't have a girlfriend in my country, Seve.
You'd had a girlfriend in your country, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
I came to Spain because I was looking for adventure, Pablo.
If you hadn't been looking for adventure, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
I became an English teacher because I spoke English, Maria.
If you hadn't spoken English, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Very good. Hitler lost the war because he invaded the Soviet Union, Sebe.
If he hadn't invaded the Soviet Union, he wouldn't have lost the war.
Very good. The Columbus discovered America because he had money from Spain, Jessica.
If he hadn't had money from Spain, he wouldn't have discovered America.
Very good. God punished Cain because he killed his brother, Maria.
If Cain hadn't killed his brother, God wouldn't have punished him.
Very good. How do you say Cain in Spanish?
Cain.
And what was his...
Abel Cain.
Yes, and there was a third brother. What was the third brother's name? Seth. Paco. Seth. Noah built an ark because God told him it was going to rain. Jessica.
If God hadn't told him it was going to rain, he wouldn't have built an ark.
An ark. Yeah, and again, repeat.
If God hadn't told Noah it was going to rain a lot, he wouldn't
Just rain, no a lot.
Okay. If God hadn't told Noah it was going to rain, he wouldn't have built an ark.
Good. How do you say Noah in Spanish?
Noé.
Very good. What was the, when the flood waters receded, what mountain did the ark land on?
Mount Sinai? No.
Mount Ararat, I think.
Ararat.
Yeah. And then there's a story that in Ireland we have leprechauns. Which are the little men with the beard and the green hat. There's a story that after the flood, that one of Noah's sons, whose name I think was Ham, like Hamon, insulted Noah, and so Noah sent him away. And he came to Ireland, and the leprechauns are descended from him. I don't know where this story came from, but it's a good story. Moses took the Jews to Israel because they weren't happy in Egypt. Maria.
If the Jews had been happy in Egypt, he wouldn't have taken them to Israel.
Very good. I began teaching English because I needed money. Sebe. Oh, he's frozen. Pablo.
If you hadn't needed money,
you wouldn't have begun teaching English.
Try Pablo.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Yeah. Now, when you say wouldn't, be careful of keeping your mouth open.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Very good. So, how do you say owl in Spanish?
To me?
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, was. Singular. One owl.
Wo.
Now, take away the B.
Wo.
And add a D at the end.
Would.
Very good. So repeat the sentence.
If you hadn't needed money, you wouldn't have come to... You wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Good. One more time.
If you hadn't needed any money, you wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Very good. I corrected you during the last class because you made some mistakes, Jessica.
If I hadn't made some mistakes...
No, in the... Careful. In the negative, you change some.
Any. If I hadn't made any mistakes, you wouldn't have corrected me.
Maria.
If I hadn't made any mistakes, you wouldn't have corrected me during the last class.
Very good. Jessica.
If I hadn't made any mistakes, you wouldn't have corrected me during the last class.
Corrected me.
You wouldn't have corrected me during the last class.
Good. No. And again, from the beginning. Always from the beginning.
If I hadn't made any mistake, you wouldn't have corrected me during the last class.
Very good. I didn't buy a yacht last year because I didn't win the lottery, Maria.
If I'd won the lottery last year, I would have bought a yacht.
Very good. Can you hear us, Seve?
Yes, I can.
Okay, can you repeat what Maria said?
I'll try. If I hadn't won the lottery last year, I wouldn't have bought a yacht.
Try, Maria.
If I'd won the lottery last year, I would have bought a yacht.
Good to repeat, Sebe.
If I'd won the lottery last year, I would have bought a yacht.
Good. Philip didn't fight in the Vietnam War because he wasn't old enough. Paolo.
If he had been old enough, Philip would have fought in the Vietnam War.
Ronnie didn't call his father because he didn't need any money. Jessica.
If he had needed some money, would have called his father.
And again.
If he had needed any money, he would have called...
Now, you can say if he had needed money. Now, come on, bring the microphone closer to your mouth because it's difficult to hear you.
Sorry. If he had needed any money,
If he needed some money, he would have called his father.
Yeah.
If he had needed some money, he would have called his father.
And again.
If he had needed some money, he would have called his father.
One more time, and Kevin have called. Called.
If he had needed some money, he would have called his father.
Very good. Let's review the vocabulary we did earlier on. Un gran avance científico, Maria.
A breakthrough.
Ansioso, Jessica.
Anxious.
Yeah, anxious.
Anxious.
Yeah, anxious. Anxious.
Anxious.
Good. Biología, Sebe.
Biology.
Queja, Pablo.
Complaint.
Curriculum vitae, Maria.
CV or resume.
Very good. Enano, Jessica.
Dwarf.
El destino, Sebe.
Fate.
Say it for me again.
Fate.
Good. Cosecha o recolección, Pablo.
Harvest or growth.
Yes. A cámara lenta, Maria.
In slow motion.
Very good. Dotes de mando, Pablo.
Leadership.
La naturaleza, Jessica.
Nature.
Grupo de presión, Sebe.
Pressure groups. Pressure group.
La jubilación, Maria.
Retirement.
Dominio de sí mismo, Pablo.
Self-control, or I can't remember the other option.
Maria.
Self-restraint.
Good.
Self-restraint.
Resbaladizo, Jessica.
Slippery.
Fuerza, Sebe.
Strength.
El Padre Nuestro, Maria.
The Our Father or the Lord's Prayer.
Very good. Nombrar, Pablo.
To name.
Or more formally, Jessica.
Appoint.
Yeah, always with the preposition to appoint. To appoint.
Appoint.
Resultir útil, Sebe.
Come in handy.
Apañarse o salir del paso, Pablo.
To get by.
Stronger with the B.
To get by.
Rematar, Maria.
To nail down.
Very good. Tartamudear, Jessica.
To stumble. To stammer.
Yes, or?
To mumble.
No, that's different. Maria.
To stutter.
Very good. And how do you say Maria, how do you say mumble in Spanish?
Mumble is hablar a trozos.
Yeah, when you talk like this. Yeah. Someterse a, Pablo.
To undergo.
Very good. Inolvidable. Sebe.
Unforgettable.
Yes, like the unforgettable fire. Very good. So you're back, Sebe. You disappeared. Yeah. You disappeared briefly.
Yeah.
Technical problems. All right, let's review.
I switched off the camera because of the connection.
Yeah, it's better. It helps when there's a problem with the connection. Let's quickly review part of the translation list we did earlier with used to. Yo antes conocía a mucha gente importante, María.
I used to know a lot of important people.
Yo antes tenía más tiempo libre, Pablo.
I used to have more free time.
Antes venían por aquí más a menudo, Jessica.
They used to come here more often.
Very good. And what preposition could you add to that sentence, María?
They used to come around here more often.
Very good. Antes había más días festivos, Pablo.
There used to be more holidays.
Él antes era cura, Sebe.
He used to be a priest.
Very good. And earlier, Sebe, you used the word preacher. How do you say preacher in Spanish? Maria?
Predicador.
Yes.
Predicador.
Yeah. Yo antes era oficial del ejército, María.
I used to be an army officer.
Very good. Yo antes... Ah, if you're traveling in the United States and, for example, you're stopped speeding, how do you address the policeman or the policewoman? What do you call them?
Officer.
Officer. Officer. Officer, yeah. And if you're in England?
Sir.
No.
Well, sir, yeah, sir or madam. Or constable.
Constable.
Yeah, the rank and file policeman is called a constable. Yeah. Yo antes era feliz, Jessica.
I used to be happy.
Very good. Antes era feliz encontrar trabajo, Pablo.
It used to be easy to find a job.
Good. Antes nevaba mucho aquí en invierno, se ve.
It used to snow here a lot in winter.
Yeah, and you can say in winter or in the winter. Again, repeat, se ve.
It used to snow a lot here in the winter.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much to Jessica, to Pablo, to Seve, to Maria. Thank you to you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and